Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Want to say good morning. Welcome in. We're excited to have Tom Luganbill with us, national college football analyst with ESPN. And Mississippi State fans are going crazy. Jeff Lebby, the new head football coach at MSU, was the Oklahoma offensive coordinator, Ole Miss, OC, and then prior to that with Heupel at Central Florida and Baylor forever. And he's had success, no head coaching experience, but Zach Selman decides, hey, he wants to go young, offense, excitement, somebody who's coached in this state and in the SEC, so understands all those dynamics and so on. So we welcome in Tom Luganbill on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line, and this is the Out of Bounds Show, driven by your next EasyGo golf car at Ben Nelson Golf and Outdoors. Tom Luganbill, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing, man?
I'm good. Did you get to just kind of hang out and watch football on Saturday?
I did, actually. I made it a point to take a relatively early flight back from Austin so that I could get home and actually sit back and watch all the action. I mean, think about how close we were to Armageddon, man.
I know. Yeah, that Bama-Auburn game was crazy, but I don't know how much you got to see, but man, Ohio State-Michigan was a treat. It was just a hell of a football game, Tom.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I saw the entire thing. I kind of got the sense, I don't know how you felt, but I get a little bit of a sense that Ryan Day really played into the hands of Michigan defensively, because I think he's so hell-bent on proving how tough they are that by trying to, play it conservative, play in a phone booth, have it be a point of attack game, I think that kind of took away from Ohio State's strengths. I mean, I look at Ohio State and I say, okay, well, where's their greatest asset? Well, it's all of the perimeter skill. It's the running back. Let's spread everybody really super thin, get everybody way out wide, force Michigan into space, get your playmakers versus theirs, and see what happens. And I just think sometimes he got in his own way throughout that game a little bit.
I have to tell you about this game-changing product I used before a night out with drinks. It's called Z-Biotics. Every time I have a Z-Biotics before I drink, I notice a difference the next day, even after a night out. For example, when we smash steaks and drink bourbon and so on, I do it without worry because of Z-Biotics. You should too. Go to zbiotics.com/OOB to get 15% off your first order when you use OOB at checkout. Zbiotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/OOB and use the code OOB at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times. Cheers.
I agree. And it was, you felt like, keep throwing the football. Guys were, when they did, guys were, of course, Harrison Jr., but guys were open. And I think you made a good point there that he kind of played into Michigan's strength. And, man, three in a row by Michigan and Harbaugh-less. What an incredible story there for the Wolverines. All right, we got to talk Jeff Lebby. He's the new coach at Mississippi State. You know him. What can you tell us about him? You know, you've been around him personality-wise as far as Jeff Lebby.
Sure. Oh, you'll like his personality. He's kind of a cross between, well, he was an offensive lineman, but he's got like an offensive lineman feel, but also a cool guy feel at the same time. Very personable. you know, I don't think he's a man of many words, but he is, he's very to the point. He's very direct. I do believe he kind of says what he's thinking. And, you know, now I think, you know, you and I have talked about this for several weeks now, where you just feel like there's a certain level of importance with the Mississippi State program that you got to have a little bit of uniqueness offensively, right? You got to have maybe a brash, aggressive, wide open, up-tempo approach. And the offense that he's coached, the ones he's designed, obviously he and Josh Heupel and Kendall Briles and you know, that whole entire network of coaches go way, way back. But everywhere he's coached offensive football, they've been really, really good. And I think that was attractive to Mississippi State.
There's risk in every hire, right? Regardless of really who you are. Look what A&M went through over the weekend. And so Zach Selman, who's 37 years old, you know all about his family. He's grown up in this. He decides to bypass head coaching experience for what you just described. You know, offense,
right?
Scoring points, youth, energy, enthusiasm. So now what's happened in Starkville is you've got this youth movement with Zach Selman, who's 37, and Jeff Lebby, who's 39. Is that how you see it? What Selman was thinking? Youth, offense, enthusiasm, get the fan base going and just try to go score a bunch of points?
Yeah, I think so. But I also think, you know, because obviously he's familiar with him, with the Oklahoma connection, I think he feels like he's a very detail-oriented guy that will work tirelessly in recruiting, that will build a plan of attack and a blueprint for how to get from point A to point B to point C. He's worked for, you know, Brent Venables is about as detail-oriented as you can possibly become. So there will be a discipline that will be inherent there, I think, with Jeff Lebby. And then, like I said, a scheme that is tried and true. And let's not forget this. It's a scheme that will attract offensive personnel. Quarterbacks will want to play in that scheme, just like they want to play for Lane Kiffin in that scheme at Ole Miss. It is extremely quarterback-friendly. You're going to be able to throw it all over the lot. They want to run it, but you're going to be able to, so much of it is RPO-based and spreading people thin horizontally, and, you know, screens and check downs and all the different things that you want to be able to do, but it will be attractive in recruiting as well.
You just hit on something.